As You Like It. Many years ago, France was divided into kingdoms, each ruled by a prince. In one such kingdom, however, the real prince had been banished by his younger brother, Frederick, who had taken his place. The banished prince now lived with his loyal friends in the forest of Arden, where they enjoyed the simple life. His daughter, Rosalind, who had been forced to stay in the kingdom without her father, had become good friends with Celia, Frederick's daughter. Rosalind was often sad because she missed her father, but Celia always tried to entertain her. Act 1, Scene 1.
Please, my sweet cousin Rosalind, be cheerful.
Dear Celia, how can I be happy when I miss my father so much? Mistress Celia, there is a match about to start.
What kind of match?
Two men who must fight each other.
Come, Rosalind, maybe a good fight will lift your spirits.
If you say so, dear cousin.
Act 1, Scene 2.
Must the boy fight against that huge man?
Oh dear, he's far too young.
The boy has no chance of winning, but won't listen to reason. Maybe if you speak to him, ladies, he'll give up the fight. Come, Charles, my good man, we must speak together.
Young gentleman, you have too much courage for your age. Please, for your own safety, give up this challenge.
Do, young sir. Your good name won't be damaged.
Let your kind eyes and gentle wishes go with me to my challenge. If I'm defeated, I'll do my friends no wrong, for I have none to cry for me, only a brother who hates me.
Then be strong and quick.
Are you ready, young man?
Ready, sir.
You'll only last one fall.
We'll see.
Oh, excellent, young man.
No more, no more. Take Charles away. What's your name, young man?
Orlando, my lord. The youngest son of Sir Roland de Bois.
The world judged your father as a man of honour. For me, he was an enemy. You did well, and you're a fine youth. But I'd have been better pleased if you had told me of another father.
I'm proud to be Sir Roland's son.
My father loved Sir Roland.
Sir, my father's unkind words strike my heart. You deserve only to be praised.
Gentlemen, wear this for me. If I were richer, I'd give you more.
Shall we go, cousin?
Goodbye, fine gentleman.
What passion ties my tongue? I didn't speak to her, yet she was waiting for my answer. Oh, poor Orlando, you've been beaten not by Charles, but by another weakness.
Good sir, I advise you to leave this place. Prince Frederick is turning everyone against you.
I thank you, sir, but please tell me, which of the two ladies is the prince's daughter?
In manners, neither. But indeed, the smaller is his daughter. The other is daughter to the banished prince. They are like sisters to each other. But lately, Prince Frederick has turned against his gentle niece. The people praise her good qualities and feel sorry for her because of her father's situation. One day, for sure, he'll try to harm the poor girl. Goodbye, sir, and may you find a better world than this.
Goodbye, and thank you once more, my friend. So, I must go from a terrible prince back to my terrible brother Oliver. Despite him being the eldest, and the promises made to my dead father, Oliver has no care of me and gives me nothing but misery. No education, no love. Oh, but sweet Rosalind.
Act 1, Scene 3.
Why, Rosalind, not a word. Is all this for your father?
Just some of it.
Can it be that so suddenly you should fall in love with Sir Roland's youngest son?
The prince, my father, loved his father dearly.
Does that mean you should love his son dearly? In that case, I should hate him, for my father hated his father. Yet I hate not Orlando.
No, please, don't hate him. I love him. Look, here comes your father.
With his eyes full of anger.
Mistress, get your things ready and leave this palace immediately.
Me, uncle?
Yes, you. Be gone from my palace forever, or die.
I beg you, my lord, tell me what fault I have.
I don't trust you.
Why not?
You are your father's daughter. That is good enough reason.
Please, father, hear me speak. When you sent her father away, I didn't ask you to let Rosalind stay. I was too young then, but now I know her. If you don't trust her, then you can't trust me either. We can't be separated.
She does you wrong. Her silence and patience make people feel pity for her. You'll shine brighter once she has gone. Say no more. My decision is made. She must leave.
Oh, my poor Rosalind. Where will you go?
I know not.
We won't be separated. Help me to plan our escape.
But where shall we go?
To the Forest of Arden, to look for my uncle.
But it's dangerous there, especially for two ladies like us. Maybe it'd be better if I dressed as a man from the countryside. I'm taller than usual for a woman.
And I'll be your sister and wear the poor clothes of a village girl. But what will I call you when you're a man?
Call me Ganymede. And you, what will you be called?
Aliena. Right, let's get our wealth together. We'll leave this night.
Act 2, Scene 1.
Oh, my sweet young master, you're so like your dear father, Sir Roland. How are you so strong, yet gentle? Why did you win against Prince Frederick's man? News of this win has already arrived before you and goes against you.
Why?
Oh, my poor boy. Your eldest brother, Oliver, planned the fight, thinking you wouldn't survive. He's always been jealous of the fact that you have your father's good nature and elegant manners. Now he's furious and plans to burn this house while you're sleeping in it this night. Run away, Orlando.
But where will I go? Will I live on the road and have to beg for food or steal? No, I'd rather face my evil brother.
Take these 500 gold coins, all I have. I'll come with you and be your servant. Despite my age, I promise to be as loyal to you as I was to your father.
Oh, good old man. We'll go together then and leave this dreadful place forever.
Act 2, Scene 2.
Oh, how tired I am. Were it not for these boys' clothes, I'd cry like a woman. Instead, I must help the weaker one, as men do. So, courage, good Aliena.
I'm sorry, I can't go any further.
Well, this is the Forest of Arden. Look, an old man is coming our way.
Ask him if he has any food.
Good evening to you, my friend.
And to you, gentle sir.
Please, kind friend, my young sister is exhausted with travelling and ready to faint with hunger.
Kind sir, I'm sorry and wish that I had more to give. But I'm a shepherd and my master is not generous. He's away now and his house is empty and is to be sold. But you're welcome to come and rest there.
We'll buy the cottage and the sheep.
And we'll pay you to work for us.
Come then. If you like what you see, and this kind of life, then it'll be yours.
Good fortune. We can stay in the cottage until we find my father in the forest.
Act 2, Scene 3.
Dear master, I can go no further. Hunger has eaten my strength. Let me lie down here and die.
Courage, Adam. Rest here under these trees while I hunt for some food. I'll be back soon.
Act 2, Scene 4. Come, my friends. Let's eat and be grateful for what we have. But who comes here?
Eat no more.
I have eaten nothing yet.
And you won't start until my need has been served.
Is it despair that makes you rude, young man?
I almost die for food.
Then sit down and eat. Welcome to our table.
Speak you so gently? I thought all things here were wild. If ever you've looked on better days and know what pity is, then please forgive me.
True is it that we have seen better days. So, in kindness, sit down and tell us how we can help you.
First, I must feed a poor old man who has served me with love.
Go and get him. We'll wait for your return.
Thank you, my lord.
We aren't the only ones on this earth who have been unhappy. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. Welcome. Sit the man down and let him eat.
I thank you most for him.
I can hardly speak to thank you for myself.
Young boy, you remind me of my dear friend Sir Roland de Bois.
I'm his youngest son.
Then you're most welcome. I'm the prince whose brother Frederick banished to this forest. I loved your father dearly. We'll look after you and your friend. After eating, you must rest.
Thank you, my lord.
Act 3, Scene 1.
Hang there, my poem, witness of my love. Oh, Rosalind, these trees will be my books, where I'll carve my thoughts for everyone in the forest to see.
From east to west, no jewel is like Rosalind. Let no face be kept in mind, but that of my sweet love. I wonder who has written these words that I found hanging on a bush.
On every tree, Rosalind's name will I write. So this place, no longer a desert, but will be bright, with tongues speaking of Rosalind through the night. Rosalind, have you read these words?
Yes, I found many papers hanging on branches and bushes, and many other words carved on the trees themselves.
Who has written such messages of love? But hush, here comes a young man. A young man, and a chain that you once wore about his neck. It's Orlando, who with the fight won your heart.
He doesn't recognize us. I'll speak to him as man to man.
Good sir, please tell me what time it is.
There's no clock in the forest. Where do you live, young man?
With my sister in the shepherd's cottage on the edge of the forest. There may be no clock, but there's a lazy lover who sighs every minute of the day in this forest. He's ruining all the trees by carving Rosalind on them. Not only that, he hangs poems everywhere, on plants and bushes. If I met that young man, I'd give him some good advice, because he seems to be lovesick.
I am he that is so lovesick. Please, tell me your cure. It's strange, but in some ways you seem like my Rosalind, though you lack her delicate manners.
Are you so lovesick that you see your Rosalind everywhere? Are you as much in love as your poems speak?
Even more than any words can say.
Love is like madness, but with my help, I'm sure I can cure you of this illness.
How? Please tell me.
You must imagine that I'm your love, Rosalind. Every day, you'll come to win my heart with sweet romantic words. You'll call me Rosalind, and I'll pretend to be the woman of your dreams. One day I'll love you, the next I'll hate you. Then I'll cry for you, and then again I'll be angry with you. In this way, you'll see how a woman can change her mind so easily, and your heart will be washed clean of any signs of love.
I'll try. Tell me where your cottage is. I'll come every day.
Come with me and my sister, and I'll show you.
Act 4, Scene 1.
Don't talk to me. I'll cry.
Remember, men don't cry.
But have I not the right to cry?
Yes, so cry if you must.
Why did he promise to come, then didn't?
Maybe there's no truth in your Orlando.
But you heard him say he was in love.
Sometimes the promise of a lover isn't strong. Maybe he's serving your father in this forest.
I met my father yesterday. He asked me what kind of family I came from. I answered, one as good as his. He laughed and let me go. Enough of my father. Orlando is more important at the moment.
Yes, brave Orlando, with his brave words of love. Here he is now.
Good day and happiness, dear Rosalind.
Why? How now, Orlando? Where have you been all this time? You a lover? You've tricked me. Never show your face to me again.
My sweet Rosalind, it's hardly past the hour of my promise to come.
You've broken your promise. You're late. Come no more.
Please forgive me, dear Rosalind.
Now I'm of good humour. What would you say to me now if I really were your Rosalind?
I'd kiss before I spoke.
No, you'd better speak first. Then if you've no more words to say, you can kiss. But now I'll pretend to be your Rosalind with an even sweeter nature. Ask me whatever you want.
Then love me, Rosalind.
Yes, I will, every day.
And will you marry me?
Yes. Come, sister, you'll pretend to be the priest and marry us. Give me your hand, Orlando. What do you say, Aliena?
Will you, Orlando, have Rosalind as your wife?
I will.
But when?
Why now, as fast as she can marry us.
Now, tell me, Orlando, how long would you stay with your Rosalind after you were married?
Forever and a day.
No, Orlando, the sky changes for men when they take a wife. So, I'll be a jealous wife. I'll cry for nothing when you're happy. Then I'll laugh when you're feeling sad.
But will my Rosalind do so?
By my life, she will do as I do.
Oh, but she is wise.
Or else she wouldn't have the sense of humour to do this.
For 2 hours I must leave you, Rosalind. I have to serve the prince at dinner.
Remember, don't break your promise by being late.
I'll be here on time, as if you were really my Rosalind.
Goodbye till then. I'm so in love that I cannot be out of the sight of Orlando. I'll go find a shadow and sigh till he come.
And I'll sleep.
Act 4, Scene 2.
More than 2 hours have gone, and Orlando isn't to be seen.
Maybe he's hunting.
Good day. Can you tell me where the shepherd's cottage is?
It's west of here.
Are you by chance the owners of the cottage?
Yes, indeed.
Orlando sends me to greet you both, and to the youth he calls Rosalind, he sends this bloody handkerchief. Are you he?
I am. What must be understood by this?
While Orlando was walking through the forest, he saw a man sleeping on the ground. Around this man's neck was a green, poisonous snake with its mouth open, ready to bite. But suddenly it saw Orlando and slipped away into the bushes. Then, behind this bush was a lion, lying low, ready to attack. When Orlando approached the man to warn him of the danger, he realised that it was me, his brother, Oliver.
Oh, so you are the brother that hates him.
Not anymore. But I'm ashamed to say I've been a cruel and unnatural brother.
So, what did Orlando do?
Twice he turned his back as if to go away. Then kindness, stronger than revenge, made him fight the lion in my defence. Then we hugged, and I felt shame for my past actions, but happiness for the love of my dear brother.
But this bloody handkerchief?
After defeating the lion, Orlando took me to the prince in this forest. Only then did he realise the lion had bitten his arm. He had by now bled for so long that he fainted, crying out the name Rosalind. He's still weak and has sent me to you so that you may forgive him for his delay.
Ganymede!
Many faint at the sight of blood.
There's more in it. Ganymede!
Take me home.
Can you take him by the arm?
Young man, you lack a man's heart.
Tell your brother I pretended to faint for him, as his Rosalind would have done.
You seem very pale to be pretending.
Good sir, please help me take him home.
That I will. Act 5, Scene 1.
Is it possible that you love her already, and Aliena loves you?
We neither understand. We know only that we both love each other dearly. All that I have, I give to you, dear brother. I'll live happily in this forest with my shepherd girl.
Then let your wedding be tomorrow, and I'll invite the Prince of the Forest and his friends. Go and tell Aliena, for here comes my Rosalind.
Good day, brother.
And to you too.
Oh, my dear Orlando, how sorry I am to see you injured. Did your brother tell you how I pretended to faint?
Yes, and more.
Ah, yes. Your brother and my sister. Love at first sight. Isn't it amazing?
They'll be married tomorrow, and I'll invite the prince to their wedding. How bitter a thing it is to look into happiness through another man's eyes. I can bear no longer to pretend you are my Rosalind.
I know you're a good man, and I want to help you. I can do strange things, as I've an uncle who taught me magic when I was a child. If you really love Rosalind as you say, then tomorrow, when your brother marries Aliena, you'll find Rosalind waiting for you to become your wife.
Do you mean what you say?
By my life, I do. So, put on your best clothes and go and tell your friends you're to be married to Rosalind tomorrow. I must go to my sister.
Act 5, Scene 2. Do you really believe, Orlando, that the boy can do all he says?
Sometimes yes, and sometimes no.
If I bring your Rosalind here, will you let her marry Orlando?
That I will.
And will you have her when I bring her?
That I will.
I've promised to make all this happen. Keep your word, my lords, and all will be well.
There's something about this shepherd boy that reminds me of my daughter.
My lord, the first time I saw him, I thought he was a brother to your daughter. But this boy has always lived in the forest.
To you, I give myself. For I'm yours, dear father, and there's no magic. I was banished like you, and kind Celia here came with me. I dressed as a country boy, and Celia is my sister. We came to this forest where we've been staying in the shepherd's cottage.
Oh, my dear daughter, my dear niece,
my dearest Rosalind.
I'll have no husband if you be not he.
You and you will never part. You and you are heart in heart. Let's proceed with this double wedding. My lord and my prince, I have news for you. Prince Frederick, on hearing how many men had decided to live in the forest with you, was on his way here with his army to challenge you. However, just as he reached the edge of forest, he met an old wise man, who convinced Frederick to change his ways and become a good man. He'll attack no more, and you are once again Prince of your kingdom.
Oh, great joy! My dear uncle, you are Prince once more, and you, sweet Rosalind, will have his kingdom one day.
Dear cousin, sweet Celia, your kindness shows no regret for your loss.
I'm happy enough that my father has become a wiser man and done the right thing at last.
I thank you for this joyful news, and promise that all those who've been loyal to me will have their lands and homes once more. Let's go now and celebrate this double wedding with even more joy in our hearts.